Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We were talking with cookbook author and recipe writer Sarah Butler last week. She was helping you get organised, get your prep ready if you're hosting Holy Communion or Confirmation at your home this weekend. But of course, the weather's good, Sarah. People might not want the beef bourguignon or the lasagna or the chicken curry, so we need to cater for all different types of menus. Today, though, you're looking specifically at small bites and nibbles.
Small bites and nibbles, because it's way too hot out there, as you said, for a slow-cooked beef or a curry. So the charcuterie boards are great, and all you need to do is go out and buy lots of different cheeses, crackers, the hams, the parma ham, chorizo, and just dress up a chopping board or a plate if you don't have a big chopping board. And they're always really impressive. You know, people always go, wow.
Yeah.
Because you can make it look so pretty with strawberries, grapes, some rosemary in there. And you can do whatever you like.
These look amazing. Now, you've two different types. The first one is the charcuterie. So you've at least, what, 4 or 5 different types of cheese?
Yes.
3 different hams. The rosemary looks fantastic.
It does.
Grapes, strawberries.
Mm-hmm. You can add chutneys in there, little pots.
Beep
you know,
it up.
You can get the little pots of chutneys and you can add them in there with a little spoon and just leave a little packet of napkins or small plates for your guests to pick away themselves.
The first thing I notice on your charcuterie board, something that I've only started to do in more recent times, you've actually all the cheese chopped.
Yeah.
As opposed to the actual block of cheese.
Yeah.
Why?
You can do that, but I just think for me, I would be afraid that they'd just hack into the cheese, ruin it, and make the board look a mess.
Yeah.
Because it looks so pretty.
It does. It looks fantastic.
And what you can do is if you get it, like the harder cheeses are easier, obviously. A brie will be harder to do that.
Yeah.
But the harder cheeses, you can cut them into little cubes. Like there, I've stuck some cocktail sticks in so people can pick away. Or go with like a little triangle or little strips and just vary up the shape so people can take what they want and there's not a mess made, I suppose.
So it's all sorted. Yeah. You've a second board as well. It's more kind of the small bits and the nibbles. So take us through, because you've a couple of different things here.
Yeah, a couple of different things, but funnily enough, the same ingredients used on most of them. So I have some smoked salmon and the little garnish of the chives or a little bit of fresh dill makes the difference.
Yeah.
And I suppose the main thing with them, different crackers. I've got cream cheese, some cucumber sliced nice and thin. Keep just things small. I know it's very tempting to put a load of smoked salmon on, but cut your cucumbers nice and thin and just a little bit of your smoked salmon. You know, you can tear it apart if you have a little fork and knife there, just tear it apart so it's easy for people to eat. What else do I have? Avocado. Again, leave that as the last thing that you put on.
Absolutely.
And then garnish it with a little bit of dill or chives chopped up nice and fresh and a little bit of grapes. I also have the cheese sticks and the bread sticks and some hummus.
That's just a plain cream cheese, is it?
Just a plain cream cheese. And the hummus then, it's just your chickpeas. You can add in different flavours to that. You can add paprika or herbs, but that's just plain hummus, a little garlic, water, olive oil, blitzed the chickpeas. And olive oil on top. You can add in pine nuts if you want to dress it and a little bit more olive oil on top and just use your breadsticks to dip away.
The issue I have is how many do you do for each person?
I know, yeah, this is the thing. It's hard to know depending on are you eating? Is it something that you've made and you're going to pull out of the fridge at maybe 8 or 9 o'clock? Or is it just the girls coming over for a few drinks and a chat and you just have a few of these made? So I suppose it depends on are you feeding the people or are they just popping in?
How much cheese do you think you need kind of per person if you're doing a cheese board?
Well, I would say you probably want 3 to 4 pieces of cheese, pieces of crackers, pieces of ham or parma per person. You know, after 3 to 4, maybe add on an extra.
When you say pieces, you don't mean blocks?
No. Individual pieces. So if you have, say, 10 people coming, do 40 individual pieces of cheese and then break them up into different types of cheese and into different shapes. And just pop them in there. Always make enough because it's something that you can make extra and have it the next day.
Yeah.
And it's always better to make extra. Always better to make extra and have it there than they're all gone. And you'll probably have loads of cheese left over in the fridge anyways.
Even though for the little, like the crackers and that, would you stick those into the fridge?
Yes, but with the avocado, that kind of needs to be done fresh so that it doesn't brown.
Oh yeah, of course.
So just, you know, slice that before you serve it out and pop it on.
So do you use these? We'll say last week, I know we talked kind of more specifically about the main dishes. you know, the main dishes for a buffet, a hot and cold buffet, if you're doing it for people. Would you kind of operate this as a starter as such?
I would nearly have it later on. So I know we mentioned that last week. You do get a little bit peckish as the evening goes on. And like you can add to that little bowls of nuts, you know, little bitey things that if you're just peckish later, you can pull this out. It's always a wow when this is produced, whether it's on a big board or you have a couple of them lying about the place. But yeah, it really depends on what way you're hosting. You know, maybe your guests are coming a couple of hours early and you're eating later. Then it would be perfect to have there when they land in and they can just pick away and then you have your main course. Or if they're coming eating, that you have it later.
You can't just operate crisps and dips, no?
Can if you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, can't you?
But I'm not allowed to do that, you see.
Why?
Because I have to do something nice.
Yeah, people expect.
They
well,
expect
if you're getting an invite to yours, I'm expecting.
This is it. The pressure's on. I can't be pulling out an old frozen pizza. I have to do something handy.
Everything has to be homemade. But I actually find crisps and dips and stuff like that. They're great filler.
I was actually with friends over the weekend and that's exactly what we had. And stayed up eating them till the wee hours.
Yeah.
Crisps and Doritos and dips and like that, little bits of everything. But yeah, they always come out later in the night, don't they?
But even just getting a couple of different like hummus options, they're, you know, as you said last week as well, your crunchy bread, all of that kind
and
of stuff.
And you don't have to make all of these things. You know, you go into any supermarket, they have such a selection of different flavours, hummuses and dips and all sorts of things. Just get yourself some nice little bowls to pop them in. And I think once it looks nice, we eat with our eyes. So that's a real example of that. People are drawn to it.
Would you have this all, you know, for whether you're going to use it at the start of the evening or later in the night, would you have the board prepped and done up and actually, you know, in the fridge just to cut down the time?
In,
I know it's space issues.
Except for the crackers, pop them on after, just have a space left. And anything, as I said, like the avocado that might brown, you know, after. Before you serve.
So beyond the charcuterie board and small nibbles, what else? What other options have we on the menu?
There's so many you can do. And again, pop them on a nice display. Mini cocktail sausages. Just pop them.
And again, pigs and blankets.
Pigs and blankets with the little cocktail stick in them. It's always, again, you just immediately want to eat them. I think it brings you back to your childhood.
Yeah.
Little sausage rolls. Like, the main thing is that they're little. Because there's nothing worse than talking to somebody and you're eating something and it's you know, you're trying to eat and not make a mess. So miniature always. Mini pizzas, mini quiches. I know we did the mini quiches
before
that we made in the little bun tins. Vol-au-vents are great because you can make them up ahead and have them cold.
They're a real 1980s menu, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But
they're still
everybody
nice though.
Loves them. You know, even if you just do a simple cheese sauce and add in some smoky bacon, mix that up and pipe that in. You know the really small ones you can get
pre-made? Yeah, I love those.
Buy the pre-made ones.
Oh, absolutely. No one's going to make them.
And pipe in the filling and garnish it with some fresh parsley. Pop them on a plate and they look great.
If you want to do little posh vol-au-vents, little notions ones, I've had them before filled with like, you know, the crab meat nice kind of a cream and chive. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in the tiny little ones.
That's it. But the problem I find with them is it's a bit of a lucky bag. You don't know exactly what you're eating.
No worries.
And if you're not into fish, I know someone who really didn't like fish.
Really?
And took one and it was a crab meat.
Crab,
And you have to finish it. So
you need to keep them on a separate tray for sure.
Marked, yeah.
You had a great list last week, Sarah, of things for people not to forget. I think it's well worth, maybe we'll post it again on our socials today. Yeah. But for people that are entertaining this weekend, whether it's a barbecue or whether if you've confirmation or communion at home, all of the last minute stuff.
All the last minute stuff. The ice cream. The baguettes, the burger buns, a lot of these things you can just have ahead, you know, the burger buns, buy a load of them, have them in the press if people pop over like that. Buy your cheese and your dips and the hams, the cured hams will last so long. It's just a case of putting it all together.
Yeah. The bin bags was the other one, the napkins,
bags,
the paper
roll,
paper plates, everything.
Yeah.
The list is endless. We'll make sure to share it again on socials. For anybody just joining us, if you've missed Sarah's buffet hot and cold offering, we'll make sure to repost the podcast too.
I have a little video on my social, Sarah Butler at Home Official, making that all up.
Oh, so fantastic.
Just to show people how to do it.
Yeah. Sarah, great to chat to you again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Is a cookbook author and recipe writer, Sarah Butler.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.